Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, Masech des Ksubis, Perik Ches, Mishnah Ches. So we learned in the previous Mishnah that a Yavam can't sell the Nechasim he yarshens from his brother because they're all pledged to the Ksubah. If he has to pay a Ksubah to the Yavama that he's Miyavim, it has to come from that money. So what this Yavam wants to do is, he wants to say to her, you know what, the money for your Ksubah, that's over there, okay? But the rest of the brothers Nechasim, just, you know, nothing to do with your Ksubah. Well, you can't do that, Reb Yavim. It's like the Mishnah, Lo Yomer Lo, he can't say to her, your ksuba is on the table. And with the rest, I can sell, I can do whatever I want with. No, really, L'chaira, why shouldn't he be able to do that? We're just worried to make sure that she has where to collect her ksubas. He's saying that money is designated for your ksuba. It's all there. So why not let him sell the rest of the fields that he yarshened from his brother? And the answer is, there's different shittas in the Gemara, but basically, how is she going to feel if he tells her, don't worry! If I divorced you, the money's all prepared. As if to say, he's all prepared to divorce her. That's going to create a very unpleasant feeling in this marriage. Ella rather, kol nechasa v'achra l'ksubah. So this is the way it is. All the nechasa miyashin from his brother, they are mishubah, that means they're pledged for her ksubah. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, v'chein l'yomer adam l'ishtoi, in a regular marriage, a person should not say to his wife, v'ksibasach munachas al shulchan. Don't worry, if you need your ksuba, if I divorce you, the money's ready prepared on the table. No, it doesn't work that way. In this case, all of his nechasim are pledged to the ksuba. By the yavim, it's all the nechasim that he yashin from his brother. But by a regular marriage, it's all of his nechasim. They're achroi for the ksuba. And again, the reason? Because maybe from a financial perspective, it's even better. He has the money prepared just in case they get divorced. But it's going to cause her a lot of pain. He's already preparing to divorce me. Zakta Mishnah, getting back to the case of the Yavim. Gersha, if he divorces this Yavam, in other words, he was Miyavim, then he divorces her. Ein la elu ksubasa. Once the Yavim divorces his Yavama and gives her ksuba, that releases the shibud from the rest of the nechasim of his brother. He can sell it. Once her ksuba is paid up, extra money he can sell. But as long as he doesn't divorce her, all of the nechasim are mishabadim la. Hechzira, the Yavim takes her back after Gerushin. So first he was Miyavimer, then he divorced her, now he remarries her. So there's a din that if a husband takes back a wife before he pays up her ksuba, then we just go back to the first ksuba. Really, when he divorced, he was supposed to pay her ksuba. Okay, he never did, but I see he remarried her. So we go back to the first ksuba. There's no new ksuba. So our Mishnah is telling us that the same is true for a Yavim. Again, let's see the last part of the Mishnah. Gershav, the Yavim divorces the Yavama. He was first Miyavim, then he divorces her. Ein la elu ksubasa. So at this point, she should only get her ksuba. The rest of the nechasim, that he yashin from the brother, he's free to do whatever he wants with it. But if Echzira, if he takes her back after the divorce, he was Miyavim her, divorced and he takes her back, reka chala nashim. And the halach is again, when a person divorces his wife and takes her back, it goes back to the first ksuba. Ve'ein la elu ksubasa bilvad. If they get divorced again, or she becomes an almana, she only gets the first ksuba that her husband, her original husband, wrote for her. Because that's what the Yavam takes over. Just because the Yavam divorced and remarried her, there's no new ksuba. And here too, whatever she's going to get the ksuba from is going to only come from the nechasim of her first husband, even though she was divorced and remarried by the Yavam. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me this chiddush by a Yavam? I mean, why should she be different than any other wife that goes back to her first ksuba? So the Batanura explains. I would have thought stamazai. A husband gets married, writes a ksuba, divorces her, takes her back before he pays the ksuba. So we understand it goes back to the original ksuba arrangement that they made. After all, it's this same husband that wrote her the ksuba to start with. So mastam, the second marriage is based on the same financial arrangement. But a Yavim, it's different. He's not the one that wrote her first ksuba. It was his brother that did it. So fine, when he's Miyavim her, that's based on the original marriage that she had with his brother. But now that he divorced her and takes her back, maybe now would be a new thing. Now the Yavim has to write his own ksuba. So we say no. Even in this case, explains the Batanura, it goes back to her first ksuba. So again, in our Mishnah, we learned a person should not say, a Yavim should not say to a Yavama, listen, the money for your ksuba is on the table. Let me do whatever I want with the rest of the Nechassim. No, all the Nechassim he yashin from his brother is achroi to the ksuba. Same is true in Stama case. A person shouldn't say to his wife, even not a Yavim to a Yavam, listen, your ksuba, the money for your ksuba is on the table. No, you can't do that. Rather, whatever he has is pledged to the ksuba, and the reason he can't do this is because she's going to be terribly hurt. Imagine the husband says, don't worry, I'm prepared to divorce you. I even have the money in a separate place. What's she going to feel like? And again, if the Yavam divorces the Yavama after he's Miyavim her, she's only entitled to her ksuba. The rest of the money that the brother Yarshin from the brother is his. If he takes her back, she has the same din like any woman that someone divorces and takes back. If he didn't pay up her ksuba yet, it goes back to the original ksuba agreement by the Yavam. It's even a bigger chiddush because the Yavam wasn't the one who wrote the original ksuba, it was his brother. But it still goes back to the original Yavim agreement, and that also means that she could only collect from the nechassim that he yarshined from the brother.